It's time for slam.
We back. Welcome to another episode of the Highline Podcast. It's you know, as usual, it's me, but the voice you can tell is for you. I'm not going to put you guys through it this week, but you already know what I call myself. With me, I have the reunited cast. First of all, Jachi, thank you for coming, Jachi.
Nope.
And then Udwak, thank you for coming back on the show, Udwak.
No worries.
All right, so you know, there's a lot of stuff that happened over the weekend in the world of football, but I think best place to start is, you know, Chelsea. And, you know, Chelsea just won the Club World Cup on Sunday against, I don't know who the opposition was. But I think it came down to a Kai Havertz penalty in extra time to give them their first ever Club World Cup. And Chelsea have now become one of the only five teams to win every single trophy. I think it's Man United, Juventus, AC Milan, Chelsea, Ajax. Yeah. Real Madrid and Barcelona. Real Madrid and Barcelona are not part because they haven't won the Cup Winners' Cup and is extinct. So they will never be part of that list. But to for Chelsea, they're... I know everybody's like, who cares about the Club World Cup? The winner of the Champions League usually wins the Club World Cup. But for me, it's more significant for Chelsea because, first of all, if anything, they have just stapled themselves as the third biggest team in England, overtaking Arsenal. And you think
they
about...
They already had, by the way.
You think about it, Roman Abramovich has won every single trophy possible under the skies in less than 20 years of ownership. Think about it. Everyone says, oh, Chelsea have no history, blah, blah, blah.
Nah, but Chelsea was already bigger than Arsenal. Let's get that straight. Like, bro, they won champs. That already made them bigger than Arsenal.
The second Champions League made them bigger than Arsenal. But in a sense, I don't know. But I always said, the minute Chelsea won the second Champions League, I said, yeah, they're bigger than Arsenal. It's not even close. It's not even a competition at this point. They're looking ahead to the likes of Liverpool and Man United. But I'm looking at it more from a Roman Abramovich point of view, where he comes in and then he, think about the time when he came in, it was still Arsenal's dominance with the Invincibles.
Yeah.
United's dominance over Sir Alex Ferguson period. And he goes in, he gets Champions League winner Jose Mourinho, revamps the squad with the Frank Lampard, Didier Drogba, all these guys. And now, in less than 20 years, they have won every single trophy imaginable in the world of sports. Four European trophies, two Champions Leagues, two Europa Leagues, five Premier League titles, I think five FA Cups, three Capital One Cups. I don't know, man.
I wish United had Abramovich. That's what I was saying. Abramovich is great. Abramovich is one of like...
In my opinion,
he's focused on winning.
He's the best owner of all time.
And I would say all time. He's up there. He's up there because
he's number one.
He's focused on winning, and that's why.
For him to do all that,
he's focused on winning.
It makes him number one for me.
He's focused on winning and doesn't mind like spending like necessary money to win. He cares about trophies. Not many owners like at the top at that level where you're making that kind of money will take trophies over like profit.
Mm. Doc, what do you think?
Yeah, I think like you said, he had a goal basically when he was coming to Chelsea to win trophies and to have won all trophies possible in less than 20 years, and he's definitely up there. And yeah, like he's just on a different level. Like,
yeah, honestly, man, for me, he's number one. The thing about this core of Chelsea legends that he's built, the John Terrys, the Frank Lampards, the Didier Drogbas, even the Eden Hazards, the Cesar Azpilicuetas. Azpilicueta might just be Chelsea's biggest legend because he's won every single thing.
You have to give it up to Abramovich, like, everyone criticizes him for like the way he sacks managers, but
yeah,
he gets results.
I was
like,
thinking about
time.
I was watching the Stoppage Time TV the other day, and they said every single Chelsea manager, aside Scolari, Avram Grant, and I think I can't remember the last person, but every single manager has won something. Di Matteo won them the Champions League. Yeah. Mourinho won them countless titles.
Conte.
Ancelotti won them Premier League. Conte won them the Premier League. Sarri won them the Europa League. Tuchel has won them Champions League, the Club World Cup, the Super Cup. You know, honestly, there's no better team to support, because even in times where Chelsea are down bad,
they win.
They win trophies. Yeah, like they live with something from that season. You barely go a season without seeing Chelsea in a trophy. And if they didn't win a trophy, they were definitely in the final or something.
Yeah.
Like they're the one team that constantly makes semifinals and finals each year.
Yeah, that's actually facts. United. Oh my days, but
they're just building a mentality of winning in that club. And it sucks as an Arsenal fan to see them doing that.
Like they won Champions League this season. They switched managers.
That literally happened last time. That's exactly what happened with Di Matteo as well.
They got Andre Villas-Boas. They got AVB. The players weren't messing with him. You know, John Terry, Frank Lampard. They didn't like the way he was running things. They kicked him out. And they got Roberto Di Matteo.
And won
Di Matteo wins Champions League. The next season, he's not doing well. He gets sacked. You bro. Best believe if Tuchel wasn't winning all these trophies, he's being shown the door as well.
Bro, does not waste time.
Like, the ruthlessness is just unreal, man. And you don't get to appreciate it.
The floor every year is a trophy. That's the standard. Every year.
You can't. I don't think you can keep your job at Chelsea if you don't at least win a trophy. Yeah. It doesn't work that way.
To be fair, you can't even call it ruthless anymore, because like, everyone knows that that's the standard at Chelsea. So, like, to be a manager, they just...
I feel like that's a good thing, because it keeps everyone, the managers, the staff, the players, every single person, it keeps everyone around the team on their toes, because they know that any small thing, they're all gone.
Yeah.
I mean, the mentality of winning is just being built around Chelsea. They've built their foundation around winning, and there's nothing we can do about it. They're just going to continue winning from now till Abramovich decides, I want to pull out my funds and go to Arsenal.
I'm dead. To be honest, like Chelsea, not everybody, like even like from fans, they complain about Abramovich in terms of like I know a lot of fans were angry about the way Lampard got sacked and all that kind of stuff, but At the end of the day, you can't really argue with trophies.
That's a solid point. You cannot argue with trophies. You're in this game to win. And if sacking managers is what is going to win you trophies, then I would continue doing it time and time again.
At United, I'll sacrifice my favorite player. Probably my favorite player, but I'll sacrifice him in a heartbeat if it means we win Prem.
Yeah, 1,000%. Big up Chelsea, officially the third biggest team in England. One of the... I mean, if you think about it, in our lifetime, all we've seen is Chelsea win games. All we've seen is Chelsea win these big games. You've seen them win at Barcelona to reach the Champions League final. We've seen them win at Bayern Munich in the Champions League final. We've seen them beat Real Madrid to go to the Champions League final. We've seen them beat Man City in the Champions League final. We've seen them decimate Arsenal in the Europa League final. We've seen them win the Champions League, drop out of the Champions League the next season, go to Europa League, and then win it. We've seen them win a Premier League, losing only what, 5 games, winning 30 games in a season.
Yeah,
all our lives, all we've seen is just Chelsea dominate, and continue to dominate.
Yeah, I mean, Chelsea, like, it's actually crazy, because any other owner, like that Mourinho season, they're probably not sacking Mourinho.
Yeah,
that Mourinho season, or
Arsenal is definitely not sacking Mourinho.
Especially after everything he'd done, and I think he just won Prem the season before. So.
Mm-hmm. Think about it; they only lost one season that year that he won Prem after Mourinho came. I think they only considered 10 goals or something. Like just some disgusting numbers, man. Big up Chelsea, man. Yeah. It's sad. It's sad to see them like this. Well, you know, you have to give flowers where flowers are due. So aside Chelsea, there were a lot of games in the Premier League this past week. Obviously, we had our last episode before the games on Thursday. Arsenal ended up winning 1-0 against Wolves. Here's the thing about Arsenal, right? And given the results everyone had this weekend, Southampton and Wolves did do Arsenal a huge favor. Here's the thing about Arsenal. I don't trust our attack to get it done. But I believe our attack is spontaneous enough to get us at least a goal or two in games. And I trust our defense to see it out. Because at this point, I feel like the worst thing you can do to yourself when playing against Arsenal is to make them get a red card. Because you definitely are not going to score. Don't even think about it. That 5-3-1 low block with Rob Holding, Gabriel, and Ben White is unbreakable. I've seen it time and time again. You can't score against them.
Nah, but Wolves is very like... the attack is not great.
I mean, it happened against Liverpool. It's happened against...
Yeah, okay, fair. I remember the Liverpool game. Yeah. But I just mean like Wolves for like in that particular example, because Wolves, like, they did play good football that game.
We've come a long way as Arsenal fans, because thinking about a couple years ago, we had a genuine starting lineup in our defense could have been Leno, Kolasinac, Socrates, Mustafi, and Bellerin.
Ew.
I'll say it again. Our game against Man City earlier this season, our starting five at the back was Leno, Cedric, Chambers, Holding, and Kolasinac. Obviously, we're not going to win games with that. I trust Arsenal's defense to get it done. As it stands right now, Arsenal in a pole position. Top four is in our hands. I'm not even going to faint.
Because of one reason, Arteta. You
have an agenda against Arteta. I told you the other day, Arteta is a Sean McVay, man. You can't dread it, run from it. Destiny still arrives.
Arteta is not the reason you win games. That's just my thing. He's not Arteta is not out coaching these guys and getting results. He's not.
How many Premier League coaches out coach each other for results?
But you see like a consistent like coaching level.
Yeah, Arteta, I see it in the way Arsenal play with the system. If anything, Arsenal are way better.
There's a system. That's the only thing I'll give. He has implemented.
So what system. Else? What else do you that. Need to see to?
His system is just not good. That's
no, no, I don't good. Think his system is not good. I just don't think they are good. Their quality enough players in critical places of the system. Like if we're able to pull off the Vlahovic signing, it will look completely different right now than what you're seeing from Lacazette. If we're able to get a solid midfielder to partner with Partey, not just Xhaka and some of his dumbass decisions, it will look way better than it is right now.
If
it's but it's facts. Arsenal need a striker. We, Lacazette and Kessié have a combined four goals in Premier League between them this season.
Yeah.
Udua, why are you laughing?
Like that chance. I don't know why I just keep thinking about that chance he had against Wolves.
Man.
Is it Lacazette?
Yeah. It was a great pass from Gabriel, and he just, man. So I'm saying, like, in critical positions where we need quality players, we are lacking. And that's what makes it look like the system is not good enough at times. Sometimes it's a bit too robotic. I can't lie. Sometimes it's frustrating to watch, especially when it's not working out. But I have to give him credit where credit's due, especially what he's done with the back five. I mean, think about it. Ramsdale, Ben White, and Tomiyasu, three of the key back five players. We're not wanted by Arsenal fans.
Yeah, Tomiyasu is nice.
Exactly. Well, and that can be a Martinelli red card. That is the dumbest decision I've ever seen in my life. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was.
It does not make any sense. There's no way a player should be sent off for a second yellow card without knowing he's on a yellow card in the first place.
Yeah, that was stupid. That was a very stupid decision.
And it's Michael Oliver. He does these things consistently. He does them like refs always want to be the main talking points in every single game, especially Premier League referees. Like, they should, as far as I'm concerned, they should wipe out every single referee in the Premier League and bring in foreign refs. They'll do a way better job.
Arteta wants to fight the ref association.
I saw it, man. It's not fair, though. Honestly, it's not fair. Consist time and time again, I've seen some stupid red cards against Arsenal. Even against Wolves. Remember last year when David Luiz ran behind... I forgot the striker's name. They sent him back to Sociedad. But he ran behind the striker and they gave him a straight red card for that and said if he had touched the player, they wouldn't have sent him off. But because he didn't touch the player, they sent him off. Can you imagine?
How does that even make any sense?
Can you imagine?
I won't lie, Sha. Those, like, there's refs are notoriously bad when give your Arsenal decisions.
There's an agenda. There's literally an agenda against Arsenal. I'm sorry. Like, I don't care if I'm a fan. time and time again, I've seen some absolutely stupid decisions go against us, and I'm thinking, wait, what? Like, and the statement is, someone said, before your ref is walking up to any other player, they should think, oh, if that was Xhaka, what would I do? Because it's facts. It's facts. Some Xhaka said it himself, that sometimes when he's booked, they tell the captain, oh, you know, Xhaka, you know, he does things like this. Like, you can't have a premeditated mindset on a player before you book them. It's just not fair. It's not fair on the player and the team.
I've never seen
a ref like book somebody twice in the same breath.
In the exact
I've actually never seen that before.
Raised up his hand, dropped it while maintaining eye contact.
Exactly, man. I'm so, you see, the whole point of 2 yellow cards is for you to know that, okay, I get the first yellow card, I'm on caution, I can't do anything stupid again. If it's a straight red card, fine. Pull the game back. The rules say you're not allowed to play advantage for a straight red card. Mm-hmm. But then to give 2 yellow cards on the bounce without him knowing he's on a yellow card in the first place is just utterly ridiculous, in my opinion. You're stupid. And I've never seen that in my life before. And
I've never seen that.
I thought I said the ref has to be willing to give
time. To be fair, he gave Martinelli time, like 20 to 30 seconds.
And as I said, the ref has to be willing to give that type of red card. And I 1,000% agree, man, because it's a joke, sincerely. It's a big, big joke. But ultimately, Arsenal still got the 3 points. Ponga to you. We're currently, I think, 3 points or 4 points behind Man United right now. Here's the thing. Top four is in Arsenal's hand. All you have to do is go and win your games in hand. Like, they've turned us into game in hand FC, and I don't like it at all. I do not like it.
What's your game in hand?
We have one against Chelsea, one against Spurs, and one against Liverpool.
You're not getting top four. You're not beating Spurs.
We're beating Spurs. No, we'll beat Spurs.
We'll beat Spurs. Conte's just going to outcoach Arteta. I'm telling you right now.
Fam, this is your Arteta.
Conte literally had Spurs cooking, and the only reason they lost those two games was Davinson Sanchez was just like, I don't know, he lost his mind.
So would Davinson Sanchez play against Arsenal too?
No. They're getting dialed back.
Okay, let's get into Tottenham right now, because last week we saw them bottle a 2-1 lead against Wolves with 20 minutes to go when Conte was shushing the Southampton fans. Only for them to come back on Sunday. Bear in mind now, Spurs had 3 games behind Arsenal. We've played the same amount of games and they're still behind us, right? They come back on Sunday to play against Wolves. Every single Tottenham fan, all I see from Tottenham fans is Ramsdale makes saves for the camera, blah, blah, blah. And what does Lloris do on Sunday? He makes 2 saves for the camera that end up ending in the back of the net.
Lloris is like a pro club's goalkeeper. I don't know how else to describe that guy. He just does some things you can't really explain.
Man, the one for the first goal with Raul Jimenez, I did not understand it at all. Like, I didn't know what his thought process was. I didn't know what he was trying to do, because as a goalkeeper, they always tell you, if you're palming it away from the area of danger, right?
Yeah.
Palm it right back into the 16-yard box. And he palms it, great control, great finish from Raul Jimenez, but he just puts it in his stride where he was able to control it and finish it. It's all down to Lloris. And they have some duds in that Spurs team. I can't lie. Davinson Sanchez, Trash Doherty.
Bro, you know the thing with Spurs? Conte had them playing well. Like, that run right before the Southampton game, they were playing well. And I read an article about how Conte really likes Davinson Sanchez. But he was actually like really improving in training. But obviously, he's having second thoughts about dropping him. The thing with Spurs is that literally his individual errors cost them those 2 games.
Because it's a history of the Tottenham. They do it consistently.
The history of Tottenham is not many trophies, but they'll still be Arsenal.
The history of Tottenham is bottling from position.
They're good enough to be Arsenal.
They're not better than Arsenal, though. They're not. They're not.
They can be on the day.
In every single department, they can be Spurs are not better than Arsenal. I'm sorry. Only the striking department I will take Spurs over Arsenal, because Harry Kane with one leg is better than Lacazette.
I'll say your defense is better, yes.
Our midfield is way better than Tottenham's midfield.
Yeah, you, okay, first.
Their midfield is full of players who are mid. Come in, Harry Weeks proved me right again.
but the difference between the two teams is coaching level. Arteta is not on coaching level.
And the coaching level consistently shows the coaching level consistently shows that Conte's coaching is not equal to the amount of bottle jobs they have in that team.
That's true. That's
the
true.
The cost of the Spurs is bigger than Antonio Conte.
But the thing with Conte is that Conte can't get Spurs to obviously challenge it for a title because Spurs is just too bad and he won't get the financial backing. But he can get them to top four.
He would not get them to top four because that team is trash.
The only thing I'll say is that they didn't back him in January. They didn't back him in January.
They gave him Kulusevski.
They tried.
Everybody was running away from them.
Diaz literally said no. And
exactly. Well, I suppose, like, bro, you can drop money. Like, what's case? Buy mercenaries.
That's what I'm saying. Buy mercenaries. What's case? The Spurs is worse than Conte. Like, this, as far as you're a Spurs player, you have it in your head. When it comes to big moments, my job is to bottle.
Like all those Spurs targets.
See, it's the same way.
Towards a different team.
Exactly. Because they don't want to have that bottling mentality in them. It's the same way every single team. It's not a coincidence that Arsenal have been labeled with a lack of leadership. And consistently over the years, you've seen it unfold in big times. Tottenham consistently have been labeled as bottle jobs. And they never fail to let us know that they are the real bottle jobs on that front. Like yeah, they do it bottle. Consistently. And if you have Jose Mourinho and you can't even win Capital One Cup with him, and you have Antonio Conte, and
Mourinho has
never lost three games in a row until he came to Tottenham.
Yeah, that's Tottenham now. That's Tottenham
so
being
asked. What is
asked,
this level of coaching you're talking about when the players are ass?
No, that's what I'm saying. The players are ass, but Conte was carrying them at like before this run of games. They were playing well. They had three games.
I don't know if they were playing well. They played against Leicester, and Leicester are the only teams that can drive out Spurs from bottling.
Bro, Spurs are not going to win like a title. They're not going to challenge for trophies.
I don't think Spurs will
beat
Arsenal.
To be good enough to get top four.
I don't think Spurs will beat Arsenal. I don't, if Arsenal get top four, Man United is getting top four.
Top four if Arsenal gets. You say if Arsenal gets top four, United will
get
top
four. If Arsenal don't get top four, Man United is getting top four.
Oh. I don't know.
No, but honestly, what we saw from Tottenham yesterday, I don't think it's a coincidence, honestly. I don't think it is a coincidence. Did you guys watch the game?
I didn't watch all of it. But
fair enough. Second half, they played way better. But Wolves just couldn't keep the ball at any point in that second half. They could do nothing with the ball. And when Spurs had all the ball, they failed to create any clear-cut chances. At no point in time did I think they were going to, you know, break down Wolves and score a goal because they are just not good enough. All Harry Winks does is run around in the midfield and tuck in his shirt. That's all he does.
Sometimes their midfield pairing is Højbjerg, Skip, and Wink. What do you actually want out of that midfield?
You're not doing anything with that.
And they now added Bentancur. Like, fair enough, he's a decent midfielder.
He's just decent. Like, I don't think Bentancur is good enough to play for the top six teams because he doesn't possess the technical quality when it comes to breaking the press and all those things.
He's just like a guy to make up the numbers.
Exactly.
He's a nice squad player. He's meant to be what Winks is in Tottenham right
now.
Oh
no, please. Sorry. I feel about Harry Winks.
I mean like rotation wise. Their rotation player. Yeah. But Winks isn't even meant to be around Tottenham. No, honestly. He's meant to be in like Cardiff.
Bro, Harry Winks could play for Watford and still look like a mid player because that's how mid he is, bro.
Cleverly is miles ahead of the
No, Joshy, Harry Winks is average. If you're looking for
average,
the true depiction of an average player, you just Google up Harry Winks and
had his moments. He had his moments.
He had one moment against that game against Madrid in 2017 or 2018.
Yeah, he really bought out that game.
Wilshere too bowled out against Barcelona.
Exactly, and Wilshere has been living on that for his whole career.
Harry Winks is still living on that.
Yeah, but Wilshere
is a way better player than Harry Winks.
Yeah, he is.
No, I'm sorry. That Tottenham team, they could do with the Jack Wilshere right now because that's how bad they are.
Nah, hell no.
He'll stroll in and be better than half their midfielders.
Wilshere is Arsenal's practice squad. They've invented they've copied the NFL and signed Wilshere to their practice squad.
Liverpool played against Leicester 1-2-0. Standard performance for them. Like Liverpool, last week I asked if the title race was concluded. I don't think it is, you know, because Liverpool currently sit 9 points behind Man City with a game in hand, right? If anything, this season has shown us is that game in hand does not equate 3 points. But let's say with the run they are on right now, they win their game in hand. It's 6 points. If they go to Etihad and beat Liverpool and beat Man City, it's a 3-point lead. And title race is back on.
Bro, the table is just demoralizing.
Honestly, like, look how far away.
Bro, like, what are we doing in this league? Bro, it's just like, from there down, we should just break away and make our own league.
Fact, they should leave Liverpool and Man City to be playing Super Bowl every year.
Bro, this is bad. Like, bro, these guys need competition. Like, bro, can nobody
From a Liverpool point of view, the win against Leicester was big for them. And then the win against Burnley as well. Fabinho scored the only goal in that game.
Burnley's ass. God, don't let United confuse you. Burnley's ass.
I know, yeah, Burnley's bad.
Burnley is another example of teams that win, but the managers don't win any tactical
battle.
Imagine saying that you lost a tactical battle
to Sean.
Burnley does not win.
Telling you something, Uduak. If Burnley doesn't get relegated this year, we might as well just pencil them in for the rest of our lives because they currently sit 20th. They currently sit 20th with 14 points or 15 points, I think. If they do not get relegated, and as every single Premier League fan will notice, it's high time they get relegated, right?
At some point, we got tired
of Sunderland escaping relegation every year. And we were tired of them. I wanted them to go down. I think it's high time Burnley goes down.
Burnley should get the hell out of this big guy. But
sorry, now that you bring it up, Sunderland.
Sunderland went down to like League Two, guys.
Sunderland guys with criminals as well.
Sunderland, and they always get the fold.
I remember the season where Dick Advocaat used Arsenal to secure this thing.
I remember. I was so mad. I was like,
what the damn hell is this?
Do you know what? Because Defoe was like playing way below his level. Like Defoe was way better than what
Defoe was cold, man. Jerome Defoe, even at the age of 33, he was still balling out, man.
Before was like a top
10
striker.
For a small price to pray for salvation, Burnley needs to go down.
Needs to go.
We're tired of them, man. But yeah, these were two big wins for Liverpool this weekend. Man United, you know, coming off the game against Burnley and Middlesbrough, I thought, you know, Southampton at home, this could be a chance for them to go. Even though Southampton have only their last loss in their last 10 games came against Arsenal in December, I thought this was a chance for Man U to go out there and show for the record that, look, we might have been going through a rough patch, but this team is full of superstars and we're going to get it done. And in the first half, they created hella chances. Well, it was literally the same script with the game against Burnley. Create a lot of chances in the first half. Do not finish your chances at the start of the second half. Do you know the person I blame for that goal? Luke Shaw has probably the worst defensive positioning I've ever seen of a defender in my life.
No.
Luke Shaw is never in line with the center backs.
That's Maguire's fault.
No, he's no, no. Come on, you can't blame. You can't blame him because Varane and Maguire on this. It happened against Burnley too. It happened against Burnley too. Varane and Maguire on the same line, and Luke Shaw is trailing behind them. He's looking at them. He can see the line, but he doesn't step up to stand amongst them in the line. If Luke Shaw steps up and plays the same line with Varane and Maguire, Shea Adams is offside.
You know one thing I'll say about Maguire? Maguire offers a lot in terms of when we have the ball, but bro, I've never seen a defender that bad in transition. The Maguire is terrible. Once you run, once you have space to run at Maguire, you're cooking him 8 out of 10 times.
Did you see what Brescia did to him? Good gracious, Brescia didn't even do much, man. He didn't even do much.
To win the ball, if he could just move.
Yeah, like, they cooked him two times in the same normally. in the space of 10 seconds.
That's what I'm saying. Brescia didn't even do much, bro. I don't even think he. And I think he was surprised to see the reaction, man.
Once you're running at Maguire
wasn't
like,
even facing the ball.
Once you're running at Maguire,
Brescia left him. He was not even with the ball. He was backing it and using the back of his legs to try and kick. That's England.
Don't worry now. Like once you start running at Maguire, it's like he just starts spamming circle. Bro, he has no sense of like anticipation or timing or like.
There's the thing, right? There are some players. That's what I was just about to say. There are some players that would show up in a low block. Let me tell you, Rob Holding in a low block, you would think he's prime Cannavaro. I swear to God, I am not playing with you. Consistently, I've seen when we go to a low block against, I remember against Liverpool this season when we got the red card in Anfield. Last year, when we won at Stamford Bridge with that Jorginho pass that Smith Rowe ended up scoring from the Aubameyang assist.
Yeah.
Every single time I see Arsenal going to a low block, Rob Holding looks like, and I'm thinking, wow, maybe there's a player in this guy. But for teams like United that want to play out of the back, that want to be on the front foot, that consistently want to have possession
good
of
playing
the
out
ball.
Of the back. He's good.
Yeah, here's the thing. Here's the thing. For you to consistently have possession of the ball, you have to trust it because most of the teams will play high line, right?
Yeah, but
if
he can't
a defender
that.
Cannot win at least 4 out of 10 of his 1v1 situations, then I don't think he's good enough.
Yeah, 4 out of 10 is even poor.
Four out of ten is average. But like you understand it. But Maguire doesn't even get up to 4 out of 10 of his 1v1 situation.
Once you have space and now Maguire like backpedaling, guy, you've cooked him like 9 out of 10 times you're cooking him.
And even that playing out from the back thing, like he's so slow sometimes that like he gets
exactly. That's why I say in a low block,
he keeps his head up. He keeps his head up for way too long.
A low block gives him the ability to just stroll out sometimes with the ball. Or a low block or a three at the back.
I would say that Maguire is better, like in terms of on the ball, in terms of like
I feel like he's better ball carrier than passer. He carries the ball way better than Varane.
But he doesn't pass
as good as Varane.
He carries better than Varane for sure. Yeah, for sure.
But sometimes it's one of those aimless drives into the midfield where he ends up losing the ball as well. He makes egg-headed plays. Like, his IQ is extremely low for someone who is considered to be the captain of Manchester United.
Guy, his defensive IQ is... bro...
Everything IQ related to football with Maguire is poor.
So, someone like Van Dijk, like, there was one interview I was watching with Van Dijk where he was saying that you have to... When someone is running at you and you have space behind you, don't just launch for everybody. You have to anticipate. Yeah. You have to, like... Yeah. Guy, there's timing, there's an art to defending that it's not just physicality. You can't just bully every fucking striker that you come across. You have to use your IQ and like first of all, positioning where are you when the guy is running at you, and then you have to play to your strengths. You know that you're not going to beat him pace. If it's pace battle, you're losing. So you have to use like the slow center backs that play in high lines. Like speed is not crucial, it's not essential for playing in a high line. You can be slow.
It's good. It's a very good plus.
Yeah, but it's not like a do or die attribute.
Yeah, I hear that too. I hear that. My if I was Ronaldo and Maguire was my captain, I wouldn't even show up for training. I swear to God on my life.
I'd be so upset. Imagine.
Nah, Ronaldo has been stinking. I wouldn't cap.
Yeah, he wasn't good in that game. I wouldn't even lie. He wasn't good at all. Wow. But no, it wasn't just him. In that second half, the whole team collapsed.
Of Ronaldo and Messi is different.
But then United played against Brighton yesterday. They ended up winning the game 7-0.
Well, Ronaldo scored a crazy goal.
That was the best goal he scored for Man.
That was literally deja vu. Like, that's how Thompson it was the exact same
thing with Burnley,
The exact same minute. I was thinking to myself, okay, now this should not happen. It happened.
Yeah. Yeah. And with the Brighton game, you lot were absolutely dominated in that first half, man. I won't even lie.
Bro, like, I tuned out that game because Brighton played us off the 100%.
They played you out.
And if not for that red card, they would have come back.
Yeah, probably. Bro. But that was Ronaldo's best goal in Man United, though. Don't get it twisted. Yeah. Like,
and the goal came from nothing. It's not like we created
it. It came from Bissouma losing the ball in. It came from the high press.
Like, okay, it came from our press. But like, what I'm saying was like, it wasn't like we from open play, like we're pushing them back. That's what I mean.
And then it was good awareness from Pogba to play the... That was a great goal from Bruno as well. You can't even...
Yeah, good goal. That was a lovely fake.
Yeah, that was great from Bruno. It wasn't the perfect performance, but you know, at this point in time, it's the 3 points that matters. Nobody cares about performances anymore.
One positive I'll take is that Sancho has been playing better.
He looks like he's meant to, but Rashford makes me want to gauge my eyes out sometimes. I wouldn't even lie to you,
bro.
Man.
This is all because of the criminal we have in our team, bro. Even not for that criminal, bro. If Greenwood is just a man, like Greenwood is not playing again this season, if not for that criminal, man.
Yeah,
I think it would have been, but it is what it is, man.
Yeah, but we're Man United, man. It's just it's sad because you don't know what you're going to get from them. You don't know whether you're going to get the Ole's tricky reds or I don't even know what else to call them.
Rouse Rapid Reds.
Rapid Reds. Oh my god. No, but big up money for winning.
We have Leeds next year, so that's 5-0.
Yeah, but they've won. You guys are currently in fourth place. And I'll be honest with you, I'll take my new position over Arsenal's right now because you still have to go and win those games in hand, right? Yeah. Game in hand is no consistent +3.
Yeah.
You guys, I feel
always beat Leeds anyway. So if you lose to Leeds, then we're in trouble.
Dan James revenge game. Watch this space, fam. You know what I'm saying?
No way.
Everton won Leeds 3-0. It wasn't even a competition from the start to finish of the game.
Lampard isn't easy.
I feel like Leeds can literally. I don't know if Leeds watch film before they play games. I just
Leeds,
feel like they
Leeds don't adjust their game to any opponent
at all because I feel like they will give Lionel Messi that same amount of space that they give anybody when they are playing games.
They play the same way. I like the Wolves' performance.
That's the first time Wobi has played good football since 2018. I won't even lie to you.
He has been playing wing back. Lampard unlocked him.
Wing back. If Wobi is your wing back,
Wobi was playing wing back.
By the way, going back to Man United, I don't know if Dalot has unlocked his inner Moses Simon because every single time I see that bird across the ball, he's going out for throwing on the other side or he's Luke Shaw that is chasing it.
But nobody can really cross on that team. Even tennis. Mm.
But the thing, I think the thing about Dalot is that Wan-Bissaka is so bad that Dalot seems like an upgrade for him.
Dude, Dalot is better than Wan-Bissaka. Dalot is better.
Imagine doing training crossing drills and then Wan-Bissaka that's going after you.
Wan-Bissaka's crosses were not even bad, bro. It's just his general play.
It's his movements with the ball. It looks like he's going to fall when he's carrying the ball.
But with
it was not a footballer guy.
Sticking with the Everton game, it was a great result for Frank Lampard with the clean sheet as well. Nice to see one of the
Lampard agenda. I have a Lampard agenda.
I know you do.
Lampard's not doing anything.
Nice to see one of the OG fullbacks in Seamus Coleman scoring it. But if Seamus Coleman scores on you, I think you should go to the Champions League championship. I won't even lie to you, man.
Coleman is the definition of worst right now.
And then Anthony, it will be Jaji said, it will be played really well. This game was really all about Everton, to be fair. Wolves did have the ball, but they had 0 shots on target in 7 shots. Everton had 10 shots on target in 21 touches. I think that's all you need to say about the game. It was all Everton, in my opinion. And Bielsa, I don't know what you're doing, but the people up north aren't happy with you right now, man. You need to start getting results.
He needs to start trying to tell his team that defending matters. I don't get how you can be in Premier League and disregard defending so much. I really don't understand.
You know, I feel like Bielsa is just living his life. He's not bad enough. He's not bad enough to get relegated.
He's gotten to the Premier League, and no manager could do it before. I'm here. I'm here. I ain't going nowhere. I'm not bad enough to go.
He's experimenting.
And standard performance of Man City, man. Like, I don't even get why teams playing.
I don't watch City games anymore.
I don't even get why teams play Norwich anymore. Like, come on, bro. If you lose to Norwich, you probably shouldn't be in the Premier League. I won't even lie to you. Norwich. If you even consider going to Norwich, you should consider leaving the Premier League.
Norwich is terrible, man. But I don't watch City games anymore because I can write the script for City games.
Like, man, but for me, of course, for me, not just for me, but for everyone, Raheem Sterling hat trick. That
yeah, I like
Sterling is one of the most underrated Prem players of all time.
He scored so many goals.
Maybe not underrated.
Do you know that Sterling as a, I think it was December, he scored his 100th Premier League goal as a December, and the penalty he used to score his 100th penalty goal was the first penalty he scored, or second, something like
underrated
that.
Underrated because like the season that City had 100 points, Sterling was that star, and everybody was giving him his props.
Nobody gets.
KDB is the only player, really, yeah. And maybe Aguero from it's past time. City. But KDB is the only player because everybody's a star. So like, you see drop off like in City. If you go like 2 games or 3 games without scoring, you're out of the team. And you're going to wait like a good four weeks before you get a chance to win it back. So unless you're scoring, unless you go on a crazy goal streak, you're not really going to get your shine in City because it was
for your Foden, man. Foden is just
that's how good you are. You're getting
Foden is just Foden is just something else, man. Like that dude just comes and plays ball, man. He's a baller, man. Like the talent is just inevitable.
Yeah,
what
is called, man? City, I don't like talking about City.
He's so unfair, man.
Start getting the words out. Like,
he's so unfair. He's so unfair. You think about it, the £100 million signing wasn't even on the bench. João Cancelo didn't even play the game. Laporte didn't play. Stones didn't play. De Bruyne didn't play. Rodri didn't play.
Yeah, if us now signing the player for £100 million. And he thinks about going
even if he's dead,
they'll be telling him his tactics like on his way back to England. The day he finishes AFCON, he's coming back.
Bro, the guy who play games on the torn ACL.
Bro, imagine Grealish, like imagine United signing Grealish, bro. You know, there's no one like any media, like, and if Grealish was performing the same way he was performing in City for United, but like
difference
no
is
can't even
is
call
winning
him a flop.
City's winning. Yeah, he'll win the Premier League, probably
City
Champions League.
City system is not built for an individual brilliance guy.
You know, I feel like in a while, Grealish will accommodate his style of play to it.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
The same way with Maris. Maris didn't start off crazy, but Maris is probably the top 5 player.
Yeah. Fam, think about Grealish was not even on the bench for this game.
Let's rest now. No need.
He's not on the bench.
Mahrez has scored 17 goals this season.
Riyad Mahrez is having a very underrated season as well.
Not just season, like past 3 years, Mahrez has been one of the most consistent players.
I love Mahrez, man. I do. Udo Akinola, ever since I was crying. Wenger,
I still was meant to sign
Mahrez.
Bro,
Wenger,
I was meant to sign Vardy.
I don't think I've ever cried for a player as much as I cried for Mahrez, man.
Mahrez was actually ready. I was on my knees consistently. He was ready to go out.
This season, when they were going for Lamar, I was like, forget Lamar. Mahrez is the truth.
It's crazy. Arsenal could actually
have a win. Mahrez was ready to go.
They could have a win partnership of Zaha and Mahrez.
Zaha Mahrez,
for less than what they got for Pepe.
But we chose Pepe. No, but it's Pepe
well
revival
now.
It's Pepe revival season. That's what I'm saying. This is revival season. Don't worry.
That's why you're finished. Yeah, that's why Arsenal. That's why Arsenal.
Man, all these Pepe stars on Twitter every single day. It's our season start. Pepe season has been starting today for the past 3 years. So I am tired of him, man. I'm tired of him, bro.
Pepe is an obvious bust now.
This kid came on for City though. Kaikai, what do you think of him? I think he's a solid player. He's Brazilian.
I didn't watch him.
You show you guys what he's made of.
If he made it to City first team, he probably has source now.
Standard performance from Man City. At this point, the guy sometimes like City just going into games knowing they're living with 3 points. It's just a matter of how many goals they're going to score.
It's routine, bro. It's routine.
Yeah, that's the word. It's routine. Leicester, West Ham.
I like West Ham.
First of all, shout out David Moyes, man. When he first came to West Ham, they were in a relegation battle.
Moyes is very, very good.
25 games into the season, they are heading into a top 4 battle. Like, you can't take that away from him, man.
Very limited like resources.
Regardless of what happens this season, Moyes is doing
injured.
Moyes has done a hell of a job. He's done a hell of a job, man.
And they also don't have a striker, like.
Antonio.
I don't class that guy. Like, they literally start playing him from
and the back. Problem with Antonio is that he's just what you call a menace to society.
They're pressing forward.
All he does is just go and look for trouble up and down. He's just there to make life difficult for defenders, not in terms of scoring, but in terms of them needing ice packs when they are done with the game. That's all he does.
What about Joe Zuma situation?
I think they didn't play him on Sunday because of
the illness. I think he was illness. He was
sick.
Yeah, it was illness.
Yeah,
they suspended his brother.
I don't know what to say about that, but we've already covered what happened with Kojuma in the last episode. Another person who's having a very underrated season is Jared Bowen. He's been definitely West Ham's best player. I think he scored 10 goals in the Premier League this season. Let me be sure.
I remember when he was in Hull.
I'm telling you, when I was shouting this from
He was.
When Bowen was in there on that, and look, King Louis Potter, that's another whole city prosecco. We'll get into that later. Bowen is cold. Bowen is a solid player, man.
From a Leicester point of view, man, first of all, shout out this dude, Yuri Tielemans. He balled out. He balled out on Sunday. He played very well. But this team is not good enough, man. It's either the team is not good enough or the manager is not good enough. But something is wrong with this team because you can't tell me he's losing for Fofana that makes them play like this throughout the season.
No, but guys, Soyuncu is actually a criminal.
He's a fraud. They should arrest him for fraudulent activities.
Vestergaard is not a defender.
Soyuncu is not the issue. Soyuncu is not bad. Soyuncu is not a bad player.
No, I don't think Soyuncu is as... He's not as good as they made him out to be.
No, it's the system that exposes weaknesses in players.
But it's the same system that made Soyuncu thrive earlier in his career.
But it was a different defense now. It was a different defense.
Who else was there?
But not only that, like, forget that. It's just burnout. I'm telling you, it's burnout. The same thing happened with Poch. Poch was not suddenly asked. The players in Spurs are not suddenly asked, but it was just
burnout.
Like,
yeah.
They tried their best last year and they didn't get it done. And now everybody's like, bro, when you push that far and then you don't get it done, just like, bro, we've reached our ceiling.
With the way things are going, Leicester might lose a lot of players this summer.
Tielemans
has not committed to signing a contract.
Vardy's past his prime. Vardy's
not even playing. I don't know if he's injured or something, but he wasn't on the squad.
He can't even leave.
Madison might leave this summer. Pereira might leave this summer.
Their whole midfield.
It's looking quite peak for Leicester City right now.
They'll be able to proper like.
On the plus side of things, they will recuperate a lot of money from these players.
Yeah,
and it's going to.
I think Rodgers is going to.
It's going to reinvest in the squad to, you know, groom players for the likes of Man U, Arsenal, Man City to come and buy again, because at this point Leicester City have become an academy for some teams, or for the big teams in England.
Well, at least this time they use that money.
United never going back
money to buy players.
You wouldn't want to Didi.
We paid for their training. Ground.
I don't want Ndidi. We don't deal with Leicester anymore.
What DM would you say is best for United situation?
I take Rice.
Declan Rice cannot mesh with Pogba and Bruno, man. Stop.
No, but we can't even afford.
Stop.
I want us to scout. I want us to buy a DM with name.
I think Tchouaméni,
a niche player that can do the role.
I think Tchouaméni in Monaco.
Yeah, Tchouaméni is nice. Tchouaméni is another one I like. I'm saying it's not as hard as people make it seem, bro. There are players that can.
No, but I don't think Declan Rice is the player for United.
Declan Rice is not my first choice.
If we buy Declan Rice, we won't be able to buy anybody else that same window.
Yeah, exactly. I was talking to Funta about this the other day. You know, at the beginning of the season, it looked like you guys were a couple pieces away, just a DM away from being a true contender. Now it looks like you guys might need a mini rebuild. If you think about it,
think about it.
Meaning, because Pogba might be gone in the summer.
That's if Pogba goes there. Yes,
Pogba is most likely gone in the summer. Like you can't even.
Pogba is just very uncertain. That's why I don't
exactly
like
just it. Uncertain. Like if Pogba stays, then no. If Pogba stays, we need two midfielders.
I feel like Pogba is gone.
A striker. If Pogba stays, we need two midfielders. A striker.
That's what I'm saying. With or without Pogba leaving, you need two midfielders, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The
yeah.
right back situation is not good enough. Maguire needs to be replaced.
But only, no, but
only God knows what is going on with Luke Shaw. And I'll say this consistently. As an Arsenal fan, I know the difference between a good short stopper and an all-round good goalkeeper, right?
I agree with that, but
the same thing, what I'm saying see, is... the same thing Arsenal fans were saying about De Gea, about Leno, sorry, in like, oh, yes, I know Leno should have saved that, but he's the only reason why we're not down 4-0 because of some of the saves he made. But his all-round play sometimes could possibly affect United's
that.
Game.
I agree exactly. with that, but
so United, in the grand scheme of things, if Dean Henderson doesn't work out, United might need a goalkeeper.
Dean Henderson
is not the answer. If you guys don't make top four, Ronaldo and Cavani are definitely leaving. So
Ronaldo,
you need
Ronaldo
a
striker. Cavani should go anyway. Cavani's going anyway.
Cavani is going anyway, but Ronaldo might leave if you don't make top four.
See, the thing is, no matter who we sign, no matter how much we spend £1 billion, we're not challenging. So I don't care.
Like next season,
it doesn't matter. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter. All we need to do right now is build a foundation for the team, so that when City and when Pep goes, Klopp goes, we're there.
So you're done for this era. You're done challenging.
We're
done.
No, we already lost the era. We already lost the era. We're not winning the era.
City gets
what else
talent.
Is there now? City's beating. Have you seen City's bench?
You can't even call this Man City a super team because
have you seen City's bench?
At least some super teams, the players of the bench weren't, you know, of a certain level. We just talked about how De Bruyne, Rodri, Cancelo, Grealish, all these players didn't even feature in their last game and they ended up. Nah, man.
City's bench has some players that might be 10 times worth the starting for United.
Fam, City. Jose Mourinho said it best the other day. The other year, sorry. You remember the start of the 2019-20 season? He said his top three teams to compete for the title are Liverpool, Man City, and Man City's B team. Because they can genuinely contend for the title.
So that's what I'm saying. For me, if I'm just being realistic, like obviously a fan never wants to believe it, but the era is over. All I'm saying is I pray we get Ten Hag over. If City gets Ten Hag, bro.
I hope you guys get Poch. But like
no.
As someone who doesn't like United, I want you guys to get Poch.
If we lose Ten Hag to City, bro, we're in big trouble. Moving
from the Ajax system to Man City system is just moving to a system with more money.
Bro, we're trending towards Arsenal. I'll say that. Like, bro, we've gone trophyless.
Bro, stop using us as a benchmark.
I'm being dead serious, guy. We're trending to how many years trophyless? While being carried by
it's 5 years
new
now,
generation
right?
Coming in. Yeah,
it's 5 years.
Five or six.
That's what the new generation
this
coming
new generation
in. Start
coming
seeing
in. That's City
Man
fans,
United as
United
a true
just,
club. Yeah,
exactly. Bro, I'm telling you, we're changing to Arsenal. All it takes is all I pray that after this era, we've conceded defeat this era. We lost. Maybe we can win a few, maybe win an FA Cup here and now, maybe win a Europa here. And
there's
there.
No FA Cup.
That's
see,
all I pray.
The only
yeah,
hope for
lost,
this year
now
is
lost
Champions
this season. Now, this season is over. But next year, I'm just praying that we get top. If we get top four, just win a trophy here and there. That's why I was so angry that Europa League defeat because I just wanted a trophy. But if you just need a trophy, forget Prem. We're not winning Prem for the next 3 years until Pep goes and Klopp burns out. Oh,
yeah.
Klopp burn out.
Yeah.
When Klopp burns out with the team and Pep goes, we need to be right there with the next guys.
Yeah,
pushing
you're right.
No, but Pogba leaves, we're actually in trouble.
Yeah.
If Pogba leaves then...
Because we now need to buy like
buy three midfielders, man.
It's either we have to buy a creative midfielder or another engine that can carry the ball. And Manu, they're not very good.
But think about it, if Pogba leaves, you no longer have the Bruno Pogba conundrum on how to fit them into the same team. You can just buy players who fit into the system.
That's not a conundrum. Have you seen
the
alternatives? Have you seen McTominay and Fred?
Yeah,
that's not a conundrum for me, guy.
I feel like you don't get the best out of those two players on the same pitch.
That's the thing. Like, we still need another creative player.
That's what I'm saying. So if you can scout more players who can fit in with a profile of a player like
that's what a good club does. But not United.
Not United.
United signed the biggest. Once Pogba goes, United is going to sign the biggest name.
You guys signed money.
Biggest profile signing they can find.
Yeah, this one. That's something I'll give. That's something I'll give Arteta and Edu credit about. Right? I wanted Madison. I won't even front. I wanted James Madison over Odegaard. But watching Odegaard play football these past few games has made me see why these guys wanted him. I cursed them for I literally cursed them out for wanting to sign Aaron Ramsdale. Now Ramsdale was one of my favorite Arsenal players. I didn't even know who the hell Tommy Yasu was before they got him. Now everyone admits he's one of the best right backs in the Premier League. Like, you know, United act like they act like real life is FIFA, where all you need to do is sign young players with high potential and they're going to mesh like that.
They don't look at roles and attributes. Like, they don't look at roles and attributes.
Trust me,
it's not just Woodward. It's not just Woodward. It's the scouting team in general.
He used to buy for revenue. Like,
it's not just Woodward, bro. I'm telling you, the scouting team in general, Woodward only has so much say over the team. He was never Woodward was never even the chief scout. Woodward was only dealing with negotiations. Yeah. Woodward was only dealing with prices.
Guys, we spent a lot of time on United.
Woodward does not choose who to go after, bro.
Before we get into the Champions League, let's talk about the Newcastle Aston Villa. That was a big result for Newcastle. And now it looks like football is actually finished because the next era belongs to Newcastle United.
Cap.
there's no rescue in this situation, honestly. Our only hope was for them to get relegated. They're not going to get relegated right now.
Yeah.
This summer, they will just give Mbappe 1 million a week, give Haaland 2 million.
It's not happening. It's not happening, guys.
No, guys, I'm like,
it takes time to build heritage.
No,
it took City time to build heritage. I'm telling you,
I know it took, but Newcastle aren't like Man City were never a big club, right? Newcastle has a large club, and don't get it twisted because of where they've been recently.
Mbappe is not trying to live in Newcastle, bro.
I know, but guy, if you see 1 million a week, I don't care about football everything. I'm slacking it up. Yeah.
They'll pay him his parents.
No, Jachi, honestly, I give it three years. Newcastle will be watching. I give it 3 years. Newcastle will be. They've already started with Bruno Guimaraes now. Remember when Man City signed Robinho? Very soon.
Exactly now. It's like washed up ballers. And very then soon, you progress to that era.
Very soon, they will get their own Yaya Touré. Newcastle will get their own Yaya Touré. Once they get their own Yaya Touré, they are Sergio Aguero.
Because getting players like Trippier and Guimaraes.
It depends on who they appoint as their next manager. They only
got these guys because it was January window and there was not enough time, guys.
What I'll say is that if they appoint a manager with pool, then we're in trouble.
It's not about pool, man. It's about
this summer. If they don't have a manager with pool, they're only signing washed up ballers. That's what
it's
I'm
the
saying.
Money, guys.
By the way,
Mbappe choose Madrid, choose Newcastle over Madrid.
They're not going for those players now, but the fact that they can get players like Trippier and Guimaraes without a relegation clause. Mm-hmm. In January, when Newcastle's fighting,
Guimaraes is the one I'll see.
That shows you what they can attract.
Trust me, Newcastle will not be starting Chris Wood next year. We can both agree on that.
Does Guimaraes not have a relegation clause?
No,
I don't think so.
So this guy was prepared to play championship.
Are you not hearing this money?
Lingard,
is the real
Lingard wasn't going to. Lingard's
this money
brother
is
was, he was coming.
But then, for me, as far as I'm concerned, no matter who Newcastle sign, the Newcastle player of this era is going to be Alan Saint-Maximin. I hope he never leaves Newcastle.
He's iconic.
I hope he never leaves Newcastle.
I think now he's going to stay because they're going to surround him with other ballers.
God have mercy on my soul. He's just too... He's different with it, man.
And
now,
Prem
needs to let him wear those Gucci headbands, man.
Why did they stop him from wearing that?
I don't know, man. Prem is just English people are too strict, man. That's why we're complaining about Dele Alli's clothing. Let him cook with the Gucci headband, bro.
Let him cook, man. But anyway, Newcastle, nah. Eddie Howe, look at that uninspiring guy. Look at that man, Eddie Howe, guy. It makes me sick.
Do you think Guimaraes today? Do you think he knows?
Guimaraes has no ambition.
Do you think he knows who this guy is?
That's signing mercenaries.
If you ask Guimaraes now, who's your manager?
Let's get into the Champions League, man. Probably the one we all saw coming. Man City 5 Sporting nil. Did you guys see Pep's quotes after the game,
bro? That's what I was about to say. Bro.
I hate Pep so much.
He's always lying. I can't wait for Pep to go.
They just won 5-0, and he's like, some players could have played better.
Another 3 years.
Trust me. He said some players could have played better.
Sporting is a tough game. We're not through yet.
Oh my god, this is a tough game, and we're not through yet.
Man, Pep, hurry up and get the hell out of this Premier League.
This domination is getting boring, man. Stop. Another goal for Mahrez. Bernardo Silva is having the season of his life. Foden consistent and then stirred. Bernardo's second goal was just disgusting, by the way.
Like, somebody that knows, like, he has the tech as,
like I can't believe some Arsenal fans did not want Bernardo Silva come in the summer, guy. I understand why he didn't want us, but I can't believe they didn't want him.
Real City is different, man. I don't know.
Imagine McTominay squaring up to volley that.
Guys, why do you call that guy's name?
I'll literally be screaming,
man. And another game where their £100 million signing does not even make the team. John Stones played at right back. I don't even know what to say about this Man City team.
Grealish is a fringe player, bro.
This is the Sporting that broke the 19-year duck and won Portuguese league last season.
I won't lie to you. Sporting's cooking United, sure. I won't lie to you. The ball that Sporting plays is like anti-United. It's perfect ball to cook United. They play good ball. They just try to play City at their own game.
Nobody can
play City at their own game.
I heard Pep the other day say the best form of attack is defense. The first form of defense is attack. If you have the ball, a team can do nothing about it. And with the players that they have, trust me, when City have the ball, you can't nick it.
I'm not losing it. No press, guy. If Liverpool press is the only press that can even just like.
There's just something about Liverpool. Pep called them a pain in the ass, and it's true. Like, if I'm a Man City fan, I don't like Liverpool because no team should be able to stop us the way Liverpool consistently are able to halt their shine.
Yeah.
But besides Liverpool, when he's about to get sacked, there's nothing that can stop this Man City team.
You know what I'll say? I want City to win champs, because once City win champs, Pep is gone.
Your only for Pep to leave.
Let it go. Let it end. Let this era end.
Let this pain end.
Yes, win
champs. He's won champion Premier League 3 times.
Yeah, let him win champs and let it be done. Let it be over.
If Pep wins champs, wins Super League, and wins Club World Cup, he would have won every possible trophy he could with Manchester City.
They won FA Cup. Yeah.
So. In how many years? What the bastard!
He's just demonic, man.
I hate him, bro.
And because everybody says it's oil. I hate hearing that thing. First of all, that oil money thing, Man City, money has spent close to the same amount.
United is not a very serious team.
Of players that City gets,
we're talking about City, man. Please forget about United quality.
It's just painful,
man. I feel you guys is pain. Win champs
and resign. Win champs and resign.
All right, my PSG Real Madrid, right?
Man, Messi's worse.
Let's get one thing straight.
Messi's worse.
Messi didn't play that bad. Right,
bro. Messi was walking 50% of the game.
He didn't play as bad as the penalty miss indicates. What I will say,
I didn't even care about the penalty miss.
Is PSG did not sign Messi to be not that bad.
Yeah,
They signed him to be the difference between those teams that just couldn't get it done, despite the Cavani-led PSG teams, the Neymar-led PSG teams. They signed him to be that X factor that would eventually win them the Champions League. But all he has been this season is not that bad.
Not that bad. 2 goals in
almost seven times.
Of course, the stats aren't like Ronaldo hasn't been the best. He scored a number of goals. He hasn't been the best. Ronaldo has nine. Messi, I don't want to call him worse because he's the second greatest player of all time.
And who's the greatest?
He's wearing United's number 7.
Okay. Messi is the greatest, by the way, but no play. But he's worse. Messi's good, but he's worse.
I don't want to call him washed, man. I respect
Messi has lost his love of the game. That's just he's lost his love of the game. This guy, like, bro, like Mbappe is trying to push like the ball on the counter, and
First of all, that game showed me two things. First of all, Real Madrid were absolutely horrendous.
Yeah, those guys. Are
God have mercy, they did not even come to play.
It didn't make sense, and I thought they were like much better this season.
They did not come to, bro.
Yeah, they didn't even try to play.
At some
football,
point, when they got to PSG's final third, they could not put two passes together.
It's Benzema, I feel for.
I feel for Benz, man. Vinicius too. But like, they just couldn't get it. Like, Rodrigo couldn't beat Vinicius, his man.
Vinicius was playing 1v4, guy. Like, when Vinicius gets the ball, he'd be the only player.
For me, that indicates, like, that midfield of Casemiro, Cruz, and Modric has run for a longest time. It was elite. But
I think that was just the game plan.
They have Camavinga and Eduardo and Federico Valverde, who can just slot in easily, so they can play alongside Casemiro. I don't know why they're still forcing this Cruz and Modric thing. Like, they have no legs.
No. Modric and Cruz have actually played. Like, I know.
But yesterday they were outrun.
How many times you watch
a PSG game and say, oh, PSG, I'll run these teams midfield.
PSG is a static. There's no movements in PSG. If you're not touching the ball, you're not moving.
It barely ever happens. And then the smallest man on the pitch, Marco Verratti, he plays three times his size, man. That guy is so good, man.
But I think the Madrid thing is that they didn't even try. I think that was Ancelotti's game plan.
I hope it was a game plan, because it's not possible that they were that bad.
They didn't
bad
try
the
to
team.
Play football. Like, bro, they were better than that against Chelsea last year.
Yeah,
PSG is not that much. Not that much better.
Next season with Thailand and Mbappe, that won't be a conversation anymore. So let's
man, do you know what that game should be? Bro. This PSG team is Mbappe's team, man. That finish.
Madrid is about to drop 500 million this summer. Mbappe, Haaland, then Camavinga.
You know the summer after Ronaldo left, where they were just doing comunicado oficial. That's what we're about to see this summer.
About to cop Haaland Mbappe duo, bro.
No,
that's
but
dangerous.
You know, like, the thing, like, if that Haaland Mbappe duo, they only have to pay for one of them.
Four, bro, I don't know why you guys are acting like. Madrid are not going to come in and swoop up.
You said they only have to pay for one of them.
They only have to
Mbappe is a
free agent to
come
four.
Somewhere.
Okay, Mbappe
like
is
one
a,
of their
oh
top four
God.
Targets.
Yeah.
Rudiger.
They want
Rudiger
to get Rudiger
Pogba.
As well. Don't forget
Pogba
too. As well.
Oh my God.
Free, like, it's only Malaga.
Pogba is definitely going in Mbappe. Oh my God. Pogba's going.
I think Rudiger is gone as well. I think Rudiger is going to Madrid.
Yeah, Rudiger's going. Oh my God. Pogba is going. I'm tired.
Yeah.
Well, actually,
no, but for me, that Mbappe's goal just showed me that PSG team is his team, man. Like, he was willing and dealing all night to get them
PSG
that dub.
The poor team.
Yeah, they're poorly coach. They are poorly run. They're not poorly coached. They are not coached at all.
Because Poch is not exactly. That's not Pop's. Like, that's not Pochettino's. Like, that's not his philosophy.
Poch can handle these X Factor players
He came from players like Mora,
like Ali.
He needs guys that are ready to work, like, and guys that are willing to take like coaching, like ready to correct themselves. Like, if Poch tells Neymar you're doing this wrong, he's like, who the fuck are you?
He's like, what is your name?
But it's the same with not just Neymar. Like, look at the players, Verratti.
Yeah. Even Tuchel tried to install a system at PSG, but with these characters, it's just hard, man.
How can you chat to Verratti as Pochettino, guy?
Yeah.
Be like, oh yeah, Pochettino, if you want to do anything, first of all, you beat us.
But Verratti, I feel like Verratti is too good of a player. Verratti is one of the more underrated players of our generation. Like, a lot of people get the underrated tag. Verratti is one of those players that truly deserves it. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of his body of work has been done in PSG, and barely anyone watches the league. Oh, that's why people think, that's why everybody doesn't really mention him. But Verratti is cold. Like, even the games against Man City last season, he was the only PSG player that turned up for both legs.
Yeah. PSG is the definition of a big name. Galacticos done the wrong way.
Mm.
They have everything. They literally have everything they need.
It's Galacticos without the prestige of Madrid. The reason Galacticos works is because honestly, Madrid is bigger than all those players, all those stars you signed.
Messi is bigger Madrid than PSG. Is still bigger. Messi is bigger. Yeah, that's
not fact. Just Messi. Neymar is bigger than PSG.
That's facts. You're totally right.
So but, at the end of the day, like, bro, you can sign Beckham, you can sign R9 for, sorry,
Figo,
sign whoever you want.
Raul.
But at the end of the day, bro, Madrid fans will boo you. If you're
even Ronaldo as well.
Like, Perez will. Perez
man. Madrid fans fully boo Ronaldo.
They
will
boo you. They don't care.
If Ronaldo was an Arsenal.
That whole Madrid.
If Ronaldo was an Arsenal, he would score an own goal and Arsenal fans would celebrate, bro. Like, come on, man.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. So that's the only reason Galacticos even like works at Madrid, just because the stature of the club.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the Liverpool Inter game. That I didn't watch first half because I was
out. Inter tried first half.
I didn't watch. Yeah, I feel like I saw the highlights. They contained all Liverpool pressure, and second half was all Inter Milan.
Yeah.
Until Firmino's
until goal. The goal. Yeah.
I saw someone called.
And they had to commit.
Someone said Dzeko is an off-brand Lewandowski.
Bro, do you know thing?
Basically,
like,
calling him a little Lewandowski.
We know there are no away goals now, so it's just weird. Like, yeah.
I don't feel like they should have removed the away goals as well. Yeah, I feel like they should have taken it out at extra time. Because like if a game reaches extra time, the other team, you're giving the other team another 30 minutes to score an away goal, which is really not fair.
That's fair, yeah, exactly.
But taking away the whole, it's just not fun anymore.
Yeah, because there's no strategy. Like that's why Madrid came to Park Bus now.
Like there's
no incentive to score an away
exactly.
goal.
And so you cannot keep the away goal rule when you're playing without fans, and the season fans come back, you decide, oh, let me scrap the away goal rule. The whole point of the away goal rule was because when
neutral venue.
Yeah, exactly. But I feel like Firmino's goal was terrible keeping. I won't lie to you. The goalkeeper, his positioning on that was very poor. He definitely should have saved that.
They're buying on Nana.
Inter played well, but I just never going to be Liverpool.
Yeah, they played well. They played well, but like, there's not much you can do in a team that consists of Arturo Vidal, Marcelo Brozovic. Perisic balled out today.
Inter lost a lot of the ballers.
Inter has a very solid midfield. And defense, like, they are very good.
Yeah, the defense. Skriniar, De Vrij, and Bastoni. Like,
Bastoni.
That most important piece was Conte, and they lost him. So
yeah. Yeah, Conte made them mafia men. No, they're just men.
Yeah. It is not going to be Liverpool.
Yeah, but they lost 2-0 to Liverpool away at home. They're definitely not coming back in this tie. Last game's a match, in my opinion. Salah put on a disgusting performance, but this is what he does. Sometimes he's so terrible, and you see him on this court, you're like, he can't keep getting away with this, man. He just can't.
That's Salah, man.
Yeah. But in general, it was a good game. It was a really good game. It was.
And then Bayern 1-1, right?
Yeah. What's his name again? Adamu.
Yeah.
Right. I rate him just because he hit the greedy after he scored. I saw it. I was like,
Elanga did it first.
Did Elanga hit the greedy?
Yeah.
Elanga hit the greedy.
Did it better.
Oh, please. I didn't see it. I didn't see it.
Go on YouTube and type Elanga greedy. You see
it. Was it good?
Yes.
Because Adamu's greedy could use some work, We need him to reach the Justin Jefferson level.
Tell him to go and watch Elanga's greedy.
Kingsley Coman scored the 90th minute for Bayern to equalize, but big up Salzburg, man.
Bayern is giving them 4-0.
They put up a fight, even though they scored early. So the possession stats were quite one-sided. Bayern had 72% of the ball. Bayern had more than double their passes. Bayern had more shots on target, but. They were good, but ultimately they are going to get knocked out.
4-0 Allianz.
By the way, did you see Bayern losing 4-1 to, I think it was VfL Bochum over the weekend? It was immediately after Jachi came out and said he was supporting Bayern Munich. Just hope Jachi doesn't support your club because...
I'm tired of football, man.
By the way, did you guys see what happened in La Liga today? What is happening with Atletico Madrid, man? They can't seem to win games.
I'm envisioning Ronaldo.
They lost to Levante, who is last place in the La Liga today.
They're having Ronaldo visions. They're just waiting for that. They're waiting to get knocked out of champs. Then
there's something. But... That Man United Atletico game is going to be hot, man. Like, what do you guys?
If United lose that game, I'll be so disappointed. There's no reason for us to lose that.
Those Atletico guys are actually criminals in football as well. We have to look into them. Like, for Neru, like, they have serious possession footballers. And look at the nonsense they play.
This thing is not new. See, these things aren't new. Like, we've all known Simeone. Simeone hates possession.
He became a manager because he hates the sport. He made it his mission to destroy football from the inside.
It's so annoying. Like, he literally has Lemarge or Felix, Cunha, Defoe.
Felix
still hurts me, man.
Maximum security prison.
Because he's a ball-winning midfielder now.
Obviously, I didn't want him to go to Man City because Pep would have just turned him into a different monster.
Bring Felix to Old Trafford, please.
I don't like what this guy's doing to him, man. Sancho would be a right back under Simeone.
I'm saying he's evil, guys. He's clean career, this guy.
Nah, I agree with Jaji. this guy, what's his name? Simeone is doofenshmirtz, man. He just comes to ruin football.
He hates the sport, and he said, "When I grow up, I want to destroy this sport from the inside. I'll become a manager and destroy this sport and everything good about this sport."
God, I've never seen a player. I'm sure that's why Partey ran away from Atletico. He's like, he doesn't like when we have the ball. I don't get it,
bro. Look at the ballers this guy had that he turned Koke into a tireless midfielder.
Saul became
a ball winner.
Can't you remember that goal Saul scored against Bayern to take them to the Champions League final? Now they turned him into a DM.
if you see Joe Felix in training,
he turned Ada Turan from a saucy winger into a DM.
Man, like, we need to start talking about how Conte, Simeone drips and squeezes every single sauce out of players.
Felix needs to request from this guy.
He went to prison after he was in Atletico.
Guy, I'm telling you, Felix does one step over. He does one step over. Simeone will start shouting.
Even Yannick Ferreira, Carrasco as well.
Carrasco was the wing back.
He still has the coldest Champions League celebration of all time.
Bro, Carrasco was cool. I fell in love with Carrasco that champs final. And then, guys, I remember one La Liga game I tried to watch. I saw Carrasco. I said, this is not the same player. Lemar from Monaco.
All these players are quality players. We should have known when he was signing. What's this guy's name again? Oh, that striker that was Griezmann's partner for Atletico. Went to Valencia. Oh, I forgot his name.
It was Gamero.
It's Gamero.
No, but this is where Jati is right, because he keeps buying all these saucy midfield. Like,
I'm telling you now, he targets them.
Like, look at the team. Trey, look how you're talking about Lemar and all this.
How can you watch that whole Monaco champs run? You see Lemar and then you say, let me sign this guy and turn him into that.
Let me use him as a wing back. Even that low deal.
You see João Felix.
Attacking wing back. The guy is playing center back.
You see João Felix play. You see all his attributes and everything. And you play him like, ah, João Felix. What's that? Bro. Nah, João Felix is in serious lockdown. That guy needs to find a way to
escape. I hope he leaves, man. Simeone is killing him. But yeah, man, we've got to the end of another episode of the Courtcast. Before we leave, I want to know, what do you guys think is winning the Champions League?
I want City to win.
We know where you stand. Who do you think is going to win?
I actually don't know. I think Bayern, if they don't lose their one, I think they will.
Zach, what about you?
I want PSG to win. I think Man City is going to win, but I want PSG to win.
I think Liverpool is going to win Champions League.
No way.
There are a lot of contenders.
This is the year that City is knocking out Liverpool, by the way.
I think Liverpool is going to win Champions League because
City is knocking out Liverpool.
Don't sleep. Liverpool might get a treble this year. Like, if you don't sleep. In fact, they can win.
Hell. On Pep's head, there's no chance.
Liverpool, Liverpool are in Capital One Cup final.
Liverpool. Oh, okay. The Fugazi treble.
If they win, that's what I just told you. If they win their game in hand and they win City, they are 3 points behind City in the title race.
Who are they
playing in the Champions League? Chelsea.
Chelsea can win that.
Man, and Liverpool are still in the FA Cup and now they have depth in attack. Luis Diaz is a baller. I don't know if you saw him today.
Chelsea is actually about to win three trophies this year. They can win three trophies this year.
What the hell?
Chelsea is mad.
I don't like this. I really don't like this.
Liverpool, Liverpool might live with a treble or a quadruple. You never know. Nah. City will just bottle Premier League and Liverpool will take over.
That's one thing City can't do.
Except Rogers.
City can bottle every other competition.
Okay, no problem. I'm just saying, watch out for Liverpool, man. Liverpool might live with a treble this season. You never
know. In hell.
I have them winning Champions League though.
They're not beating Bayern.
Forget
Bayern. City is knocking them out this year. Forget Bayern. City.
I don't think you understand that club has Pep's number.
He does. But this is the year that Pep says, "Fuck, I'm tired of this guy. I'm tired of Liverpool. I'm tired of club."
Pep actually had just one job last year. Just put Rodri in DM and he would have retired. He wouldn't have even gone into the season.
Exactly. I'm tired of Klopp too. When will Klopp leave too? Klopp. We're tired. Once Salah goes, I think Klopp goes.
I hope Salah goes, man. I want us now to win too.
If he goes, he's going to Real Madrid.
Madrid is a sign of them. Yes, I'd rather have the City be in La Liga than be in Prem.
Oh God,
no! Only face them a few times in champs. Then I'm happy with that.
Real Madrid FIFA 2023 is
good. I book Real Madrid.
Let Barca sign Salah.
No, please. Salah cannot be playing with Adama Traore and Aubameyang.
What's that guy's name? Luke De Jong, the criminal.
Frankie.
We've come to the end of another recording of episode of the Courtcast. As usual, I've been your voice of reason. You guys know I'm never wrong. Thank you for coming on the show, Jiachi. Thank you for coming on the show, Udwak. Make sure to give us a follow on Instagram. Give us a follow on Twitter. Check us out on all podcast streaming platforms. Leave a rating on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, share, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell another friend that he should listen to the Highline Podcast. Thank you.
You're wrong about us not top four.
You just watch and see. Thank you and goodbye.